So the good news is that taxane remain active in men who have failed an AR targeted inhibition. And indeed, you're very right. I mean, the CORD phase 3 trial was focusing on men who had exhausted one AR targeted agent, and actually one taxane as well for most of them, and or for all of them actually. And those men were randomized to receive either the second AR targeting agent, so let's say enzalutamide if you had received abiraterone up front, or the second taxane, cabazitaxel, after docetaxel. And actually, cabazitaxel was clearly the winner, with not only progression-free survival, radiographic progression-free survival, which was a primary endpoint, being met clearly and very significantly, but also the secondary endpoint of overall survival was improved by cabazitaxel when compared versus abiraterone or enzalutamide, which is very important. And when you think about it, we're both oncologists, so we've been treating different cancers. How many cases in our career have we seen situations in oncology where a fourth-line agent is still able to postpone death? And this is an example, because cabazitaxel, technically speaking, is a fourth-line treatment. You've at least exhausted androgen deprivation therapy, an AR-targeted agent, docetaxel, and then this is your fourth treatment, at the minimum, because sometimes some patients have already received some other agents. Which means that it remains very important to do these trials and to demonstrate clearly what's best for patients. And I think this is a very important message.